My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson. He represents the Palmetto State 2nd Congressional District. He's a member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. We want to get his thoughts on the latest developments in a very volatile North Africa, specifically Libya and Egypt, but now the violence has spread to Yemen as well. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thank you. And again, I appreciate you bringing such important issues to the American people.
I want to get your reaction to a couple of different schools of thought, especially as it relates to Libya. I know from our conversations last summer, you are not a big fan of the Obama policy in Libya. In reaction to this, there's basically been two schools of thought. One is that this government is very friendly towards the United States. They may not have the reach and scope and power to protect us like they'd like to, since they don't have control over the whole country. Others say this is proof as to why we shouldn't have gotten involved in the first place. How do you come down on it?
Well, I was very hesitant to see American involvement in Libya because we did not know who was who and their future intent. And then sadly, we can see that the ability of the central government to have a high level of control is very limited. We do need now to be working, and I would look to them. If they respond, as they should, to identify the persons who have committed the murders, then we should be backing them up. But if they do not join with us in promoting every effort of justice, then there should be a suspension of our assistance.
What's your reaction to how this administration has handled the unrest in the last 3 or 4 days?
Well, my concern is all along, and I've been saying this for over a year, that the president's policies of reducing our army to the smallest size since 1939, by reducing the Navy to the smallest size since 1916, by reducing the Air Force to the smallest size since the Air Force was created, is really sending a false message, but a message of lack of resolve to our enemies around the world. And somehow this administration has forgotten that there are people who carry signs that say death to America, death to Israel. That's what they mean. And of course, they were chanting it today. So we should listen, we should hear, and we should be prepared. We've got to have a strong military. We know that Ronald Reagan was successful in the face of the Soviet Empire by peace through strength.
Congressman, when President Bush was president and things were difficult in Iraq and perhaps at times in Afghanistan, and there were criticisms of his policies by Democratic politicians, it wasn't always well received, certainly on the right. Now, of course, you have supporters of the president saying that criticisms by Mitt Romney and others of the president's policy and specific reaction to the tragedies and the violence in the Middle East was inappropriate or had the wrong tone and so forth. So what's the best way to reconcile all that?
Oh, hey, Greg, you hit it on the head. Total, utter hypocrisy. And we know the press corps is out there totally biased. I'm a former reporter myself. I studied journalism. I know where they're coming from. Their whole goal is to reelect Mr. Obama. And I thought it was very revealing that on the tapes that you could see that they were conspiring among themselves to get a gotcha moment. And, of course, they were prepared. If he had said something, they were going to say it was inappropriate. If he didn't say anything, they're going to say, see, he didn't say anything. So I'm very proud of Governor Romney standing up for the American people, the defense of the American people, and for a strong national defense. That's how we can have peace in the world, by what President Obama is doing by reducing our military capabilities. It is producing instability around the world.
Sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, honored to be with you. And again, our prayers to the families who have just been affected and our hopes for the people of the other countries. I just know extremism, hatred, murder, this is not reflective of the vast majority of the people.
Thank you very much again.
Thank you.
South Carolina Republican Congressman Joe Wilson represents his state's 2nd Congressional District, member of both the House Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.